The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Robbie Williams confirmation, he is coming to Croke Park next year, next August. Henry McKean is at GAA HQ for us now. Henry, how are you?
Kieran, Robbie Williams has just left the building. A lot of excitement here, anticipation. Journalists from Northern Ireland have even come. There's about 50 journalists here to announce this news that Robbie Williams Live is coming on in 2025, Saturday the 23rd of August. So lots of excitement. Remember, the Irish love him. They love him so much. And remember, he played in the Phoenix Park back in 2003 to 120,000 people. And he sold out Slane back in 99. And obviously, he's been to Croke Park before in 2006. I got a word with him.
Robbie Williams, Henry McKean from News Talk. Lovely to meet you here at this press conference. For you, coming back to Ireland, and the fact that people here in Ireland really do love you over the years, back to the 90s. I just want to say I had your albums on minidisc in the late 90s. I still have them. And what's it like coming back to Ireland? And I suppose coming back as a monkey.
What's it like coming back to Ireland? I grew up in England, but I have always felt Irish. And in a way, it's always a coming home. That mixed with the fact, and I say this because I say this every time, and everybody does, and what I'm about to say feels like I'm trying to ingratiate myself with the public here. And because you hear it from so many artists, you think that maybe it's inauthentic. It isn't. There is something special about the audience here. There is a heart that beats and an energy that is created that isn't created. That it's unique, you know. There are other countries and other audiences that do incredible things. Here, it's unique to the heart of the country, the energy that is created, and the energy that I get back. You know, there is a love and a passion and a wildness, you know, and it's the wildness that's intoxicating, because I understand the wildness. I'm from north of the wall too.
All right, so that's Robbie Williams with his Game of Thrones reference. What about Liam Payne? I understand he talked about the former One Direction singer. Is that right?
No, absolutely. And he talks about, we mentioned the monkey because he has a new biopic out, Better Man, where he is playing himself, but it's actually CGI monkey. But he does touch on Liam Payne as well. And obviously, he was close to One Direction and Liam Payne. He was their mentor. They were close.
I think the world needs to be supportive of young people, no matter whether we are in the entertainment industry or not. It seems to be pervasive that everybody's going through something, but not only young people, everybody on the planet right now is neurodiverse, have been through trauma, struggling to come to terms with their childhood, struggling to come to terms with their place in the world. And yeah, it's very difficult. And if I turn it back to entertainment, it's very difficult in a grey area to put things into place to look after people properly. And I know there's talks of plans of what to do and how to facilitate this. But the plans of what to do and how to facilitate this come with already having money in place to be able to facilitate these things. That negates the young manager and the young band that are doing everything out the back of a transit van, who don't have the money in place to facilitate. So there's all of these grey areas. But it needs addressing, and there needs to be a think tank by creative people like myself and others get together and figure out what's the best way to tackle this problem for our entertainment industry? Outside of that, we're all going through something. The planet is. It's weird times, but it's really interesting times to be alive too. And there's that. All I will suggest is there's that thing, that overused sentence and, you know, two words overused, and it's become namaste, but it's never been more prevalent, is be kind. And I was thinking about the be kind thing the other day, is not just about being kind to the kind, but being kind to the unkind too. Just a separate thought that I was having. Anyway, yeah. The tragedy of Liam hasn't gone unnoticed, and I'm sure that things will be done in his name to make things better. What they are, I don't know yet, but I'm in. I think they're old enough and long enough in the tooth now to understand what they need to facilitate the ability to get through the end of this tour. And I'm sure there will be two different factions, and I'm sure there will be a dressing room set up over here on this side of the stadium and another dressing room set up over there on the other side of the stadium.
And they'll do that for the whole tour.
Well, mate, listen, I'm not part of their rider or management, but I would think that that was possibly what would be happening. That being said, you know, music has become a little bit vanilla. The entertainment industry has become a little bit vanilla for one reason or another, and I could expose on why I think that is. But this tour next year for them is definitely not that. And in the soap opera of their lives and ours, it's very, very interesting to watch, to see, like Evel Knievel, if they'll make the jump over all of the buses. And a lot of people turn up to see the crash, you know. Yeah. But for music as a whole and the music industry, I think it's an incredible thing that's happening. Mm. Also, for nostalgia and for the people that we used to be and for the inhabiting of the time when we didn't have a creaky back and we didn't, every time we go, ugh, and we didn't pee five times during the night, you know, for this, for the people that we were, it's going to be absolutely incredible. And music is healing. And that groundswell and that huge movement of people that are coming to see them in one way or another will be healed. And not totally. I mean, they're not Gandhi or Mother Teresa, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, Robbie Williams talking about the passing of Liam Payne. Henry McKean there at Croke Park for us. Robbie Williams unveiling details of his gigs next year there, next August at GAAHQ. Henry mentioned Slane Castle in 1999. I was there in Slane 99. Not so much of Robbie Williams. Placebo actually played the warm-up. They were absolutely savage.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.